Good.
Which Kailik?
Kailik base.
Simon.
Kuf Peches, 188.
Okay. Sif.
Sif Vov.
Okay. Oh.
Which Simon?
Kuf Pei Ches. My edition, it's on page 183. Nachum, I'm impressed. This is a well-stocked kitchen if you have Mr. Burrows there.
That's because Torah is the food of life.
Yes. Very important. This week's Pasha, Matan Torah. Okay. Kuf Pei Ches Sif Vov. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Ta'a, if somebody made a mistake, V'loi Hizkir Shal Shabbos, and he did not make mention of Shabbos, meaning he did not say Ritzei, then as we saw in the Gemara, you have this new institution of the Bracha. Oymer, Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shenosen Shavosos Emunucho L'Amo Yisro Be'avo, Lois of the Bris, Borchato Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now, we saw in the Gemara, and we'll see soon over here as well, that that does not apply if you've already begun the Brach of HaTeva HaMeitiv. So let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. So you've gotten Tes Zayin, Tov Eloi His Kir Shal Shabbos, Vafilu im sofik loy. Halacha we've made mention a few times. Even if you have a sofik, I'm not sure whether I said ritzei or not. Oy loy. You also have to say this bracha. Why? The tolinon, because we assume the mistoma bevadai loy hiskir. That the, in all likeliness, unless he knows otherwise, the assumption is that probably he did not say Ritzei, because the normal benching is without. So if the normal benching is without, so we assume that in all likeliness, that's what happened this time round as well. Oimer Baruch Ata says in Mishnah, we're a very important halacha.
Oh, this is strange.
V'im eini, sorry, everything right? V'im eini yodea nusach brocha zu. What happens if you don't know the text of this brocha? So you find yourself benching from a bencher, which, for example, does not have this brocha printed in it. And I believe in a lot of benches, they do not have it printed in it. I'm not sure why. And you don't know the nusach. So what do?
Are we at the end of that benching?
No. We'll see where we are in a second. We're going to be before HaTeva HaMeitiv. So, im eini yodea nusach bracha zu, if you do not know the nusach of this bracha, so you know you haven't said Ritzei, or you're a Safik, which we're assuming that if we haven't said Ritzei. So, im eini yodea nusach bracha zu, choyzer l'roish. So we see that the mention of Shabbos is so critical that it cannot be missed out. So either you say this new bracha, and if you don't know the nusach, you've got to repeat benching.
It's not enough to go back to the beginning of the bracha in which Ritzei would have been included?
No. Good question. We're going to see this in a second. Ve'im yodea ha'aschola v'hasiyum. If you know the beginning and the end of the bracha. In other words, you know it starts something about Hanosin Shabbosis Lemanucha, and you know it finishes Mekadesh HaShabbos, but you don't know all the texts in the middle. Af She'eno Yedea Shar Hanusach Shebe'emtza Karo'u, even though you don't know the rest of the Nusach of the bracha properly, Oimro, that would suffice. Ve'ein tzorich lachzor l'roish, and you do not need to go back to the beginning. You do not need to go back to the beginning. So it suffices to say at least the beginning of the end of the bracha. Now, the Mishnah Berurah writes over here, Va'ayin mashek osavnu b'bir halacha. Have a look at what we wrote in the Bi'al Ocha. So turn back to the previous page once again. So there are actually two Bi'ur Halochas. The first Bi'ur Halocha asks a fascinating question. And this is really a question that we should have all had. Maybe we did all have. Why is it that the Bracha that we are instituting instead of Ritzei is a whole bracha, Baruch Ato, when it's coming in place of Ritzei, which itself is not a bracha? So why is the replacement better than the original? The original was not a bracha. So if the original was not a bracha, why is its replacement a bracha? So have a look at the very first Bi'ur Halacha, top of the page. Oimer Baruch Ato Hashem, says the Chofetz Chaim, Afal pi, even though she'im hoyomaz kiron bimkoimon, had you mentioned it in its right place, and by the way, this is not just Ritzei, the same is true for Yalav Yovayon Yom Tov, as we're going to see in a second. So had you only mentioned them bimkoimon, in their right place, meaning in the right place for Ritzei, or the right place for Yalav Yovay, loy hoya b'nusach, the text did not have a bracha b'shem u'malchus. There's no shem Hashem, there's no melech ha'olam. So why is the replacement different than the original? And the answer is, ha'inu mishum shekeshehu mazkira. Because when you mention it, b'bracha hasmucha, harehi nechleles b'bracha. Because it's included in the overall bracha, sheyesh bo shemu malchus, which does have a shemu malchus, be psichasa, at the beginning, vachasimasa, the psichas, vachasimas, harishaina, because the opening and the closing of the initial bracha, koileles kulon, includes all of its contents. Avol, kiven shesiyim boine Yerushalayim. But once you finish Boini Yerushalayim, va'oimra brocha b'fnei atzma, and now you're saying it as an individual brocha, lo yavusmucha lechaverta, kiven she'enoi elo akro'i ba'alma. What does that mean, akro'i ba'alma? Akro'i means by chance. We've had this principle before. Even though we have a principle of brocha hasmucha lechaverta, which we've discussed at length now on a number of occasions, but that's only when it's a proper institution. Meaning, why does Noida Lecha not begin with Baruch? Because that is its correct place on a regular basis. When you finished Baruch Ata Hashem, Hazon Es HaKoil, the next words are always, not just by chance, are always the words of the second Bracha, so you begin Noida. You then finish that bracha, Baruch Ata Hashem al Oretz v'al Hamozoin, Racheim No. Whereas this particular bracha, even though it's true, it's coming off the back of Bnei Yerushalayim, but says the Bi'ur Halacha, it is akroi. Akroi means it's by chance. Meaning nobody can say that this is the correct place for the bracha, and this is where Chazal instituted it. They didn't institute it. You weren't supposed to forget Ritzei in the first place. So therefore, we consider it as an absolutely independent bracha. It cannot be incorporated or juxtapositioned to anything, and therefore it requires its own bracha and shemu malchus. Okay, so that's an important point. Now, here we get to a very, very sticky point. In order to appreciate the next Bi'ur Halacha, I think we first need to see the end of the Shulchan Aruch, the sif that we're learning. So we will come back to this bi'alacha because it's very, 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 very important. But let's continue reading the Shulchan Aruch and then we'll come back to the bi'alacha. So the Shulchan Aruch says on the top line, Ve'im ta'o, ve'im ta'o v'lo yizkir shel yom tiv. Everything we said before is discussing Ritzei on Shabbos. Ve'im ta'o v'lo yizkir shel yom tiv. And if he made a mistake and did not make mention of Yom Tov, meaning he didn't say Yal V'Yavoy, so then the same rules apply. He also has to institute his bracha. Oymer Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam Ashenas An Yomim Tovim L'Yisrael L'Sasun L'Simcha Es Yoyim Chag Ploini Hazeh Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Yisrael V'Hazmanim. Fine, that's halacha number two. Then halacha number three, V'Imchal Yom Tov B'Shabbos. What happens if you have Yom Tov and Shabbos coinciding? Then Oymer Shenosan Shabbosus Lemenucha LaAma Yisrael BaAva LaOisu LaBris VeYomim Tovim LeYisrael LeSasan LeSimcha Es Yom Chag Apleini Hazeh Baruch Ato Hashem Mekadesh HaShabbos LeYisrael VaHazmanim. Okay, fine. So it's the same halacha three times. If either you forgot Ritzei or Yal V'Yavoy or both. Now says the Shulchan Aruch. This is the critical line. V'chol brachos halalu. B'shemu Malchus. Number one, as we just mentioned, all these brachas, they have to have Shemu Malchus, Shem Hashem and Melech Olam. And this is now the main line. V'ho desagi b'hach bracha. Sagi means it suffices. When does it suffice? When does it suffice to insert this bracha and not have to repeat all of benching? Dafka kashe nizkar. That's only if you remembered before you began Hatoi V'Hameitiv. Now, Rabbi Yisrael, we all saw this in the Gemara, so this does not come as a surprise to us, Bechlal. Avol im loy nizkar. But if you did not remember Ad Shehischil Hatoi V'Hameitiv, then it's too late. Sorich. Lachzor leroish birkas amozen. Then you've got to go back all the way to the beginning of benching. Now you asked, why do I have to go all the way back to the beginning of benching? Why can't I just go back to the beginning of rachem no?
Right.
So we'll see this. Let's go very slowly. So have a look at the Mishnah Brura Chof base. We said that this bracha is only relevant if you remember before you have begun the bracha teva meitiv. So one second, where exactly am I standing at the time? And the answer is, says the Mishnah Brura in Sivkot Nechov Beis, Hainu, she'oimed achar birkas boinei Yerushalayim. So you are exactly in between the two brachas. By the way, the internet connection is okay?
Yes,
fine. Sure.
Okay, we hope we had our internet whole connection changed over here, so I hope it'll be a long-term improvement.
Sure.
So, says the Mishnah Berurah again.
The acid test will be tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, yeah. Okay, Mitzvah Hashem. Hainu she'oimed achar birkas boinei Yerushalayim. So we're talking about that where is he standing? Exactly in between the two brachas. He has finished the bracha of Bein Yerushalayim on the one hand, but he has not begun the bracha of Ateva Meitiv on the other. If he has begun the bracha of Ateva Meitiv, then it's finished. He's got to go all the way back to the beginning of benching. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'im nizkar achar she'omar tevas, quote unquote, baruch ato. He said the whole bracha, rachim no, got to the end, baruch ato, whoop, stop. Just before he said the word Hashem, bo'inei barachim of Yerushalayim, amen. he remembered after Baruch Atah. Now, we always know the rule across the board is that as long as you haven't said the Hashem of Baruch Atah, then you haven't finished the bracha. So it's not too late to go back to Ritzei. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pashut the Chayzer Loima Ritzei Vachritzeinu Ayal V'Yavai. So then it's Pashut, you do indeed go back to either Ritzei or Yal V'Yavai, depending what you missed out. V'achar kach, V'oimar achar kach u'bnei Yerushalayim. And what happens if you've said the word Hashem? V'im nizkarach ha-she'omar kvar baruch atah Hashem. So then we have the famous principle of Lamdeni Chukecha, which is a whole balagan. Me'anochen she'isayim take if you should finish Lamdeni Chukecha, k'dei she'lo yashem levatola, v'ava'adayin k'loi si'im ha-brocha. And then it's considered as if you haven't finished the brocha, v'chayzel eretzei. Which means that this whole institution, and that's why it's a not very commonly known halacha, is extremely rare. That's why I believe this halacha is not so well known. Why is it very rare? Because if you missed out Ritzei and you're still in the third bracha, you go back to Ritzei. And if you've begun the fourth bracha, you go back to the beginning of benching. So the only case that you actually say this whole brand new bracha of Anosim Shabbosos is when you've finished the third and have not begun the fourth. So it's a very, very limited and therefore rare case. By the way, what would be if you have begun the fourth bracha and you've just said the following words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, 1 second. Maybe you could just launch into Hanoisim Shabbosos instead of saying, Okay, Lovinu Malkeinu. That's what the Mishnah Berurah does say you can say. Okay, but have a look now in the bottom Mishnah Berurah in Chof Dalet, the very bottom line of the page in the Mishnah Berurah. L'roish birkas hamazon. You've got to go all the way back to the beginning of benching. Why? Dekiv and dekvar siyem seder brachas deiraisa. Because you have now finished the brachas which are deiraisa. As we've said repeatedly, it's only the first three which are deiraisa. V'hissiach dai toimehem. And he's b'masiach das. That's it. As far as he's concerned, he's done with those. Uposach ba'atayva meitiv. Domi, this is the answer to the question you asked before. Domi, it is comparable la'akiras raglaim betfilas yudches. It is comparable to moving your feet back in Shemona Esra, the choyzel arosh, where they're also the lachos, you've got to go back to the beginning in to'o be'ezer dovo. Which means it's a very, very fascinating halacha. What happens, for example, on Rosh Chodesh? On a regular Rosh Chodesh, Shachris, you forget Yalav Yavai. You've got to go back. But go back to where? You go back to Ritzei, as long as you're still in the middle of davening, whether you're in the middle of Moedim, or V'chei L'chaim, or Sim Sholem. You're still in the middle of davening, and if you remember, you haven't said Yalav Yavai, you do not go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra, rather you go back to Ritzei. Until you've been Oiker Raglayim, then you're considered to have finished Shemoneh Esra. And if you remember then, you haven't said Yalav Yavai, then indeed you've got to go back to the beginning of Shemoneh Esra. Says the Mishnah Berurah, here we're on a very, very fine tightrope. Because the minute you've finished the third bracha, that is the equivalent of finishing benching. Because as we've said, sorry?
Yeah, no, never mind.
Yeah, because the fourth bracha is only drabonon. And if the fourth bracha is only drabonon, atuv amitiv, so effectively the main body of benching with the deraisa part, which is the first three brachas, that's all over. So that's why we're on such a fine tightrope. When it comes to Shmoneh Esra, you still have two or three brachas to go before you are finally considered to have finished Shmoneh Esra. Whereas in the case of benching Ritzei, as soon as you finish that very bracha, that's it, it's all over. Okay, now having said all of that, now let's come back to the previous bi'alocha on the previous page, a very, very, very fundamental bi'alocha. Now again, we have to be clear in what we've learned till now, otherwise we will not understand this bi'alocha. And that is that if you are still standing in the middle of the third bracha, and in the middle means anywhere till Baruch Atah Hashem, then no great alarms. You just go back to say Ritzei or Yalav Yohoi. Once you finish the bracha, that's when you institute this new bracha. But if you've begun Ateva Ameitiv, game over, and you've got to go back to the beginning of benching. Which means that the correct place for this bracha, the only scenario that it actually applies, is the very rare case where you happen to remember your mistake exactly in between the two brachas. You have finished the last, you have not begun the next.
Right, because if you remember before that, you can go back to Ritzei. If you remember after that, you have to Chozer L'Rosh.
Precisely. So it's a very, very limited case. So now, here we have an enormous question. An enormous question. What would be, again, all by way of introduction to the Bi'ah Halacha, what would be again in Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh morning, Shachris, and you forgot Yalla V'Yavai. Okay. You're now standing, you sailed past merrily, and you're now standing in the middle of V'Choy L'Chaim Yoiducha Sela, and you suddenly remembered, Oy Gewalt, I haven't done Yalla V'Yavai. Can you merely insert Yalla V'Yavai there and then? Obviously not, because Yalla V'Yavai has no place in the bracha of V'Choy L'Chaim. So what do? You've got to go back to the bracha that contains Yalla V'Yavai in it, i.e. Ritzei. That we all understand. So you cannot obviously insert Yalla V'Yavai in a different bracha. So Rabbi Isai, here comes a $64 million question. Halacha L'maisa, by the way, this is Mamash Halacha L'maisa. What happens if you said Ritzei, and then you said you finished the bracha, Baruch Ato Hashem, Hamachazir Shchinosoi Letzion. Stop. You have not yet begun the next bracha. You have not begun the words Moedim. And then you remembered, you haven't said Yalla V'Yavai. Or, for example, identical scenario. Imagine you're in the winter months like we are now. So you've got to say Mashiv Haruach or Moed HaGoshem. So once you sail past and you end up in the next bracha, which is Atah Kadosh, it's too late, finish, it's all over. Can't just insert Mashiv Haruach in the middle of Atah Kadosh. But what happens if you remember in between the two brachas? Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, stop. And now I remember I haven't said Mashiv Haruach. The halacha is, with regard to Mashiv Haruach, and with regard to Yalla V'Yavai in davening, that as long as I have not begun the next bracha, I can insert it there and then. So if I've said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechayei HaMeisim, I'm allowed to then say Mashiv Haruach Umoirid Agoshem, and then Atah Kodesh. Or Baruch Atah Hashem Hamachzir Shchinosoi Letzion. Now I remember my mistake. I say Yalla V'Yavai, and then I continue with Moedim. That is the halacha.
So that would be analogous to saying the compensatory bracha of missing out, say, on Shabbos.
Well, that is the big question. So if we've just established, where do you say this extra bracha of Hanosim Shabbos is? Exactly this case where you are standing post Bein Yerushalayim, prior to Ateva Meitiv. But one moment, if that's the case, why can't I say Ritzei there? I see from Shmoyne Esra that as long as I have not begun the next bracha, I haven't considered to have left the last bracha. Because this is, of course, always, this is the crux of the question. At which point am I considered to have left the previous bracha? Is it once I finished Baruch Ato Hashem, or is it once I've only begun the next bracha? So I see from the halachas of Shmoyne Esra that it's only once I've begun the next bracha. But as long as I finish the previous bracha, but I have not begun the next bracha, then I'm still considered to be in which territory? Territory of the previous bracha. I can put in Mashiva Ruach, I can put in Yale V'Yavoy. So this is the enormous contradiction. So why don't we say the same for Birchas Hamazon? You finished Boine Yerushalayim. I haven't begun Ateva Meitiv. So why can't I stick Ritzei right there? This is the kasha of Rabbeinu HaChofetz Chaim in the Bi'ah Halacha. It's a phenomenal kasha. Have a look at the Bi'ah Halacha.
Rav, can I ask you before we get there, what happens if you've kid Yala V'Yova, but you're not at the end of the bracha, you're two-thirds through it?
Which bracha?
Yala V'Yova, Shimon Esrei.
The Ritzei?
Right, you're in Ritzei.
You say there and then.
Right where you are.
Where you are in the middle of the bracha. As long as it's not in the middle of a sentence, obviously. But yeah, you can find a convenient stopping place and you can say Ritzei.
And don't have to go back to the beginning of the bracha.
No. You only have to go back to the beginning of the bracha if you sailed on and you find yourself in the middle of Moedim or Al Kulam or Sim Shalim. But if I did not begin the next bracha, then all I have to do is say Ritzei there and then. So why can't I do
Yalav Yavi.
So why can't I do the same with regard to Ritzei? Look at the Bi'alocha. Shenosan Shabosais L'mnucha. Ayin B'Mishnah Brura. Look in the Mishnah Brura. B'mashe Kosa B'Shem HaTaz. The Mishnah Brura says, I quoted the Taz. The Taz is the one who says, if you don't know the Nusach, then it's all over. And you've got to go back to the beginning of benching. Le'inyan, with regard to him, Eina Yodea Nusach Brachas. Ola Afiyani Afiyas Daiti. Or says the Bi'alocha. Ola Afiyani Afiyas Daiti. Yeish La'ayin Bezeh Tuva. Says the Bi'alocha. Le'choyre, there is a big kasha. Le'fi Ma'she Posa Kashulchan Aruch. According to that which the Shulchan Aruch taught us in Simon Kuf Yud Dalet Sivov, De'im Shochach Loimar Mashiv Aruach. What happens if you forgot to say Mashiv Aruach? V'nizkar, and you remembered when? Ad Sheloi Hischil Atokodosh. But you had not yet begun the next bracha. And guess what the Shulchan Aruch paskens? De Oimer Mashiv Aruach. You say Mashiva Ruach there. Vahu Adin, and the same applies also in Yen Yale V'Yavoy, Kishanizkar Koidem Shehischil Moidim. If you have a look, or Kudala Kamon in Tovchof Base, Sif Aleph, you'll see the same applies there, that you say Yale V'Yavoy then. And why? Vahatam B'chol Zem Yishum. The reason is, the Kiven Shaloi Hischil Adayin Brocha Acheres, because you haven't yet begun the next Brocha, Loi Nikra Adayin Siyum HaBrocha. So it's not yet called that you've finished the Brocha. It's only considered that you finish the bracha when I begin the next bracha. If that's the case, says the Bialocha, here comes the huge kasha. Im kein, hochanami, so too with us as well, b'inyoneinu, with regard to our matter. Nehi de tiknu rabbonon lechatchila. Even though Chazal instituted in the first instance loyman nusach bracha shenosan shabosois, dehochi odif tfei kedekasavnino meikara. Yes, the Bia Halacha is not asking why did Chazal ever institute this new bracha in the first place. That's not the Bia Halacha's kasha. Again, I finished Boine Yerushalayim. I have not begun Ateva HaMeitiv. And Chazal said, what do? I say this bracha of Shanosan Shabosis. The Bia Halacha says, I've got no problem with that. Okay, that's what Chazal wanted to be Mesaken, a brand new bracha. Fine. What is the Bia Halacha's problem? The problem is in the case that you don't know the Nusach. Where you don't know the Nusach, so I cannot fall back on this brand new bracha that Chazal have instituted. So what did the Taz say? Sorry, all the way back to the beginning of benching. Why can't I say Ritzei there and then? Says the Mishnah Brura, the Bia Halacha, Avol Heicha De'eino Yoidea HaNusach. But if I don't know the Nusach, Lomo Loi Yoimar Kan Ritzei Keshehu Shabbos, Oyal V'yovoi Keshehu Yom Tov. I don't understand, says the Bia Halacha, why can't I say Ritzei Oyal V'yovoi there and then, Kiven Sheloi Hischil Adayin Brocha She'achareho, seeing as you have not yet begun the next Brocha, in which case, Uka Oisek Adayin Babirkas Rachim Domi. So surely this is as if you are still being Oisek in the Brocha of Rachim. So yes, if I know the Nusach, fine. So that's what Chazal said, you should say this new bracha. Okay, but if I don't know the Nusach, I've got a bencher that doesn't have that Nusach, why on earth do I have to go all the way back to the beginning of benching? What would be so terrible to institute to say the Ritzei there and then? Or Yalaviyavoy, after all, that's what we're allowed to do in Mashiva Ruach in Davening. That's what we're allowed to do in Yalaviyavoy in Davening. So why is benching different? The Bia Halacha has the whole discussion, and he ends of the day. Have a look at the turn over the page. Look at the last two words of the Bia Halacha. Tzorich iyun lemaisa. Tzorichim to tzorichim. Says the Mishnah Brura, I don't really have a teretz to this kasha. So it's a terrific kasha. Why is it that if you don't know the Nusach, the Taz sends you all the way back to the beginning of benching? What would be so terrible if I just said Ritzei there and then? Now, by the way, one should just point out, and the Bia Halacha discusses this, that which you're allowed to say Mashiva Ruach in between the two brachas, or that which you're allowed to say Yala V'yovoi in Davening in between the two brachas, happens to be a highly controversial point. It's a big machlokas rishayim. Says the Bia Halacha, that's true, it's a machlokas. But the bottom line is that the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Davening says that that's what you do. That you do put it in between the two brachas. So why can't I put Ritzei in between the two brachas as well?
No matter what you do, it's b'di'evet.
It's b'di'evet, yeah. So best is not to forget. I think you avoid a lot of issues. Okay, so we're going to hold it over here. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow I would like to see a little bit more of the Mishnah Brura because this is very Negei Halacha L'maisa. So maybe have a look also in Have a look a little bit in Sif Zayin, and a little bit in Sif Ches and Tes, and then Mitzvah Hashem will go back to the Gemara, all being well.
Okay,
have a good day, everybody. Be well, and a happy Tu B'Shvat tonight.
Amen.
Yeah.